Jess in with you this morning. It's been a couple of weeks, but up behind a shy mare, Morris Collison joins me in the studio. Morris, how are you doing this morning?
Very well, Jess, on this beautiful summer's spring morning.
It is another gorgeous day in the Upper Hunter. It was made even more gorgeous on the weekend because there was a certain movie star in Scone, although, Morris, you had to get a bit of a lesson on who Chris Hemsworth was, didn't you?
Yeah, Jess, it was a little bit embarrassing. I popped in the Lingalonga the other day after a bit of fishing and they said he was there and I said, who? So I suppose, yeah, I need to do a bit more homework on. You know, I did say if there was a cricketer or an NRL player, I probably would have picked them, but anyway.
Well, it was great to have him here. It certainly got people talking about something that wasn't, you know, coronavirus or any negativity towards the Upper Hunter's way. And today's show, we're in Scone on Saturday as well, so.
Yeah, no, it's great just to have those visitors come to our little towns. It's great.
Exactly. Awesome stuff. Now, also another great story, the Scone Gymnastics Centre opened up with all of its upgrades and refurbishments.
Yeah, the MP Michael Johnson and myself opened that up last week down at the Scone Youth Centre. They've had roughly $164,000 spent on it, and it's great. And it's congratulations to those concerned, Nikki Weston and her helpers up there. It's great. It's great to see the children down there tumbling and nearly brought back memories. I was nearly going to have a go, Jess, but I forgot about it.
Thought better of it. No, it's fantastic to see that work done, and that funding was under Country Communities?
The government's Stronger Community, yeah. Country Communities Fund, yeah. So, I mean, it's great. I mean, you get Scone there now, we've got that there, and you've got the Bill Rose Complex playground equipment's gone on to its next stage, and you go around the corner, you've got the cricket nets.
Yeah.
And the weather coming on, where it's great to see children out of the house and out in the open air and enjoying themselves.
Exactly. No, it's fantastic. Also, there have been some information sessions on the water reticulation stuff for Blandford, Wingen and Parkville. How did that go?
Yeah, it was very well attended, Jess, on the whole three. We had three of them, yep. Myself and some staff members went up and just gave them the opportunity to listen to what we had. We offered them the same water supply or what the other towns have got, Scone, Musselbrook, or all the other towns.
Yep.
And now it's up to them to go back and think about what they want or how they want to do it. There was concerns there that we were going to enforce them to hook the water. That is not right. We will now go back after they do their survey by the end of this month. And then council will sit down and see what the people want.
Yeah.
And then we'll try and work through to give them something.
Yeah, so the design that you had for them wasn't the final design by any means.
No, it was the best.
Yeah.
And of course it's got to be paid for and people would have to pay for it.
Yep.
So it's just a starting point and we've made them the best offer and then we'll start working to try and do what we can with the community consultation.
Yeah. So, and the benefits of doing this will be great for those little villages.
Oh, look, for sure. I mean, you look at the little village of Gundy back here during the drought, they were absolutely desperate, as a lot of us were.
Mm.
And it's just a bit of our insurance. The drought's going to come back again.
Yeah.
So it's just, having everything in place, ready.
Exactly. Now, lastly, if you might be looking to adopt a dog or thinking you want a furry friend, there are some very cute ones that you can get for adoption.
Yeah, down at the pound, there's a Max and a Pixie, Labrador siblings. They're a brother and sister. They apparently must go together.
Yep.
But it's important to realize there's nothing wrong with these dogs. It's just someone that can't handle them any longer and they've handed them in to go to a new home. And they look wonderful. And, Jess, I could just see one of them in your car.
Oh, you reckon?
Yeah, I think you could handle, or maybe both of them.
They are very, very cute. And the pound does have some beautiful animals. So I know that I personally, if I could have a dog, I'd be looking at the pound first because there are some beautiful animals that, as you say, there's nothing wrong with them. It's just that their families couldn't look after them anymore.
Yes, Jess, as you'd know, Wayne Bedgood had his little pet Whiskey and she come from the pound and they're great mates.
Yeah, exactly. Morris, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Jess. Catch up next week.